And now, Minnesota Hospital. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who helped make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today we find Dr. Gil Whitney performing surgery in the operating room.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Suture.
Out. Suture.
There. Finished. Well, I have good news for you, Mr. Gunderson. We managed to dress your deer for you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, Mr. Gunderson.
Yes, Doctor.
Would you check out in the hall and see if Nurse Helen Trent is there?
Yes, sir, Doctor.
And tell her to wheel in the next patient.
Yes, sir, Doctor.
Oh, I'm so anxious to see my Helen.
Here I am, Gil.
Helen, you look so different and your voice has changed.
I drank too much Wilmer coffee.
Helen, it's so wonderful seeing you.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Helen.
Now I turn the page.
Not yet, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen, wait for my line. Maybe we should have shown him the script first. Helen, come spend the weekend with me in Pennock. You'll have to repeat that line. What was that, Helen?
Oh, Gil, I love Pennock.
Yes, I do, too. I took my medical training at Pennock University. Good old PU.
And I took my nurse's training at Pennock Medical School. Good old PMS.
Oh, man. Oh. We'll give you one more lining. Do that again. Oh. Oh, the patient. The mayor is the patient. Helen, move those deer antlers off the operating table and put the patient up on it.
Deer antlers?
Yes, and take them down to the coroner. He does taxidermy on the side.
Yes, Gil.
Oh, one more thing, Helen. I'm expecting a columnist from the Wilmer Tribune.
Who should he be?
Not yet. He should be here any time. Now, who is he?
Who is he?
Who is he?
Dr. Bengston. Dr. Sid Bengston. He has a column called Man About Hospital. And, well, here he is now.
All right, you geniuses. As I wrote in my medical column this morning in the Tribune, newspaper of the Twin Cities of Priam and Raymond. You couldn't operate on the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Dr. Bengston.
Please, call me Sid.
Sid, we asked you here to get inside information on the Affiliated Medical Center of Wilmer, and we're thinking of buying them out with the help of a $680 million financial package from the state.
I don't want to blow any smoke, but I'll tell you what. They've got some great doctors.
Well, yes, I have a list of their doctors there at Affiliated. What does Dr. Brace do?
Dr. Brace, he fixes fractured bones.
How come I don't have any more lines here?
You're going to be on in a minute. Hang on. My big part, Sidney, please.
Dr. Salter.
Dr. Salter, a high blood pressure specialist.
Dr. Pye.
Eating disorders.
Dr. Young.
Geriatrics.
Dr. Healy.
Recovery room.
And Drs. Olson, Anderson, Nelson, and Johnson.
They treat DLDS.
DLDS?
Delayed Lutefisk Distress Syndrome.
Oh. Oh, the patient.
Hey, that patient. Looks like my close personal friend, Mayor Dick Hoagland.
Why are you operating on him?
Well, let me see the tag on his toe here. Overdosed on Wilmer Coffee.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Is Wilmer Coffee really that strong?
Is Wilmer Coffee strong? It's so strong you could stay awake reading Sid's column. Yeah.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of Minnesota Hospital when we answer the question, what other food do they serve at Rice Hospital?